from May till December, and the days grow short when we reach September. Days dwindle down to a precious few. September, November.
You know, what can't say about the ethics of playing a September song during December? Is it appropriate, we would say? Is it according to the laws of propriety? What do you think about this, Josh?
I don't know, John. I don't know anything about Kant.
Neither do I. So you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is Jonathan Q. You're listening to Q It Up. And we're going to listen to some hard rockin' music today. Rockabilly, rock and roll, country rock, country fried rock, battered with donkey sauce, Guy Fieri style.
Old school America.
And new school. Yeah. Old is the new school.
Yeah.
I feel like, you know, and, you know, I read articles about how, like, you know, hipster identity is so much about appropriating the identity of, you know, marginalized cultures. Is this not correct, Josh?
Yeah, I buy it.
Yeah, and recently hipster culture has gotten to the point where it's now appropriating its own historical white identity.
Right, right.
Is that not correct?
Right, like a return to nostalgia,
return to nostalgia.
A snake eating its tail.
You're an Ouroboros, if you will. This is Lost Hall, and it's going to start us off today. We're 12 minutes late, but actually we're 17 minutes late. Actually, hold on, maybe we shouldn't play this.
Why not?
Because I'm feeling like it's a long track, and we were going to play some musics, but it's already 17 minutes too late, and I don't know if we have time for like an ambient intro, like some Tarkovsky style stuff. I think we just have to get into it.
We just go straight into it.
You want to get dark, Josh?
Yeah, let's do it.
I'll get dark. This is a Gazelle Twin, and I caught wind of her. She just made her album Unflesh. Just made it as Quietus's top album of the year. UK electro artist. Very dark electro, sort of reminiscent of The Knife, but a lot more insular and brooding. So let's check it out. Sweet thing. I'll stop in the belly of the beast. Oh, hey, wow. That was animal. No, that's not correct. That was gazelle twin. Josh, what are you doing to me, man? This isn't... What are you doing? Animal bodies? Gazelle twins?
Yeah, too many animals.
It's 3:22. What?
Play the next song. What is it? Animal bodies?
We're going to play High Slopes of Terror, actually, from Animal Bodies. Just released his album recently. The Killing Scene. There's a woman on the front cover. She has been bound in a compromising position. This is, I presume, the killing scene. It's disturbing. It's bleak. But it's also very sensual. It sort of mashed together in a paroxysm of... I'm not French.
Pleasure and pain.
I'm not a Frenchman like yourself, perhaps, Josh. The Marquis de Sade, the Sadian form of morality or lack thereof. Animal Bodies, High Slopes of Terror. Let's give this a listen.
We'll be right back. Bebby Chris Band presents... Difficult Music, Harsh Electronics, Spoken Word, Cut Up / Collage, and a General Chris Band Weirdness. Sunday, 7 to 9 a.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
This Friday, December 5th, the Barr Brothers play at the Fox Cabaret. Check out their new album, Sleeping Operator, on Secret City Records. To find out more about this event and others, check out mrgconcerts.com. Yes, Josh. Hello.
Hey there.
There's an additional guest in here if she would like to make herself known.
What's up?
It's Eleanor. Oh,
hold on.
What are you doing?
Hold on. The summoning ritual has been complete. Hello, Eleanor. How's it going? Oh, no. This was a mistake. We're putting it back. We're
not. Totally just kidding.
How's it going, Eleanor?
You said summoning ritual, so I was trying to make
a
scary
summoning
noise.
Summoning ritual.
That was
I
one of my best
you.
Scary noise.
But I can't. What's the opposite of a clap?
Yeah, some sort of
backhand clap.
What?
So what
do we listen to?
Yeah,
just
now,
we just heard.
Animal
saved?
Bot?
No.
No, it wasn't Animal
We
Bot.
Just heard saved.
No.
From Lie's Consent, and that album was just released, and we have a. Maybe we can pitch their voice down, but we may be able to bring in the author of an article in Discord about Lie later during this show if we have the correct identity protecting modifications to ensure their safety continuing.
New Discord are out today.
Yes,
folks.
But
very exciting.
We also heard some Animal Bodies off their new album as well, and we heard a track that Josh, another guest on Queued Up Today on CITR 101.9 FM, introduced. What was that track again?
Lina Aspera, and the track was... I don't know, you want to pull up the track?
Oh, very thick, very gothy. You know what? I don't remember what the track was, to be honest.
It was Lina Aspera. They're a London-based synth kind of duo.
She was singing about the disease.
There's a lot of...
This returns us to our theme today. Pleasure.
Pleasure.
Pain.
Pain.
And Kant.
And what?
Kant.
Sorry?
Kant.
Kant.
Yeah.
What does that mean? I don't know.
Well, you have to interpret it for yourself, Eleanor. We don't give you the answers. We just give you the paintbrush.
Basically, Lina Aspera, also, it means, or it's Latin for some sort of rough edge on your femur, so your shin bone. And it's kind of where a bunch of muscles connect. And Lina Aspera has this reoccurring thing with the kind of body and neurology, osteology, that's the study of bones, neuroscience. They got some weird kind of dark weird stuff
imagery.
Going on. Imagery, yeah, but that's kind of scary, like the way surgery is scary.
Oh, absolutely.
The way going to a doctor
you know,
is really frightening
and,
sometimes.
And there's that Pharmakon album that capitalized very much so on that sort of repulsion of your own body, and like the idea it's a very Canadian sort of idea because we love Cronenberg.
Yeah, Cronenberg,
our natural cinema. Like the idea of your body being something that is so intimate to you and something so close to you and it rejecting you and like betraying you.
Crash,
yeah.
Dead Ringers.
Yes. Those are indeed movies paid for in part with Canadian taxpayer money. Perversion sanctioned by our liberal government.
Do you like CITR?
Sorry,
because
don't we have a conservative government right now?
We do.
Not conservative enough.
Oh, God.
I would like to remind you, Josh and Eleanor, if you would like to actually get to the dystopic wasteland, which is appropriate for the kind of music that we play on this show, then we need more conservatism, not less. Now, anyhow.
God.
Sorry, the new Discorder did come out today, and...
Have you taken a look at the new Discorder?
Yeah. I read it on my way home from Shindig last night on the bus.
It's pretty good. We got Rec Center profiled there. They're playing a show on Thursday, the Discorder fundraiser and launch party.
Yes. And that is what Discorder sounds like when you ruffle it really close to a microphone.
I'm just reading.
There's some really good pics in there.
Yeah.
There's a really nice picture of Slowdive.
There's a great picture of Rec Center on the front.
Rec Center, yeah.
From Costa, who is our news director here at CITR.
There's some great illustrations here. Whoa.
Yeah. And also the top albums on CITR for the year, the first 50, actually, which is kind of exciting.
Beautiful.
It's the time of year for top. How do you guys feel about that? We were talking about this a little bit the other day, like choosing a favorite album of the year.
I think it's interesting to see it from a journal, something like that, a blog, because you really get to see like the kind of, and I hate to get pretentious about it, but like the ideological push and agenda of that.
I think so.
Like,
well, yeah, the mandate, like, the, like, not mandate, but yeah, kind of what is embodied.
Totally. Like
music.
What they think is important at that time.
Yeah.
And like The Quietest. I really enjoyed The Quietest. They put Gazelle Twin. We played that on our show earlier. Mm-hmm. They put Gazelle Twin on as their number one. And it is not unimportant that she is a UK artist, I feel, mm-hmm. because The Quietest, being a UK publication, has a lot invested in making sure that the best UK artists, or the most groundbreaking, most innovative ones, are those ones that get publicized.
Yeah.
Right. So, like, definitely. I mean, is it all local albums in this quarter's list?
It's a lot. It's not all, but, like, the top four, I think, are local.
But definitely,
like,
I think,
yeah,
I mean, there's definitely nothing. I mean, like, it's not, there's no way, and it's kind of ridiculous, the idea of having an objective list in a publication like that, or that pretends to objectivity. So, I mean, not that these don't deserve to be the best, but that, you know, it's totally appropriate that we put local bands at the spotlight.
Yeah. Interestingly, though, and I have meant to ask Sarah about this, but I haven't had a chance yet, Mac DeMarco's listed as local.
Is he still
that
local?
Is,
no.
If you move to Brooklyn, you're not local.
As a general rule.
I mean...
yeah.
As much as you would like to be local, you know, I think you move to a place like that, then you just want to be local wherever you go. You know, you're just kind of easy going.
Right.
It's like, hey, that's a local
but
dude.
He's still CanCon.
Yes, because he is Canadian. Because he has Canadian blood coursing through his veins. And thus the music
amongst
he makes
things.
Is irrevocably Canadian.
He's on an American label, though. He's on Capture
Tracks.
And
it was released in America, wasn't it?
We can continue this conversation, but I'm going to put some music on in the
okay.
background.
Please.
And this is H.R. Geiger's Grotesquerie's Metallic Wallpaper. And we're going to listen to that track, Grotesquerie's Metallic Wallpaper, right now, while we continue this discussion about the new Discorder.
CITR 101.9.
What?
UBC campus? What? I don't know. I'm just saying what you're listening to.
What?
Wait, we're putting this on in the background?
No, yeah, we can talk. Why don't we? Do you not want, do I just want to listen to the music? Okay, fine. We're listening to this track. Here we go. Hello.
Thank you. I'm going to go show you a big hole.
Hear ye, hear ye! Call for submissions! The English Students Association is looking for submissions for the Colloquium, a conference open to all English undergraduate and graduate students. Boost your CV and present your work alongside faculty members. The submission deadline is December 5th. More information at www.ubcenglish.com.
Having trouble finding affordable, fresh baked goods and coffee? Come down to Agora Cafe, located in the McMillan Building at UBC. There's also space available to study.
Woo! Cats. So, hi, you're listening to Queued Up with Jonathan Q, CITR 101.9 FM. My friend Josh is here with us. He's CITR's music man.
Hey there.
What's the exact title of your job again?
Digital submissions coordinator, digital music coordinator.
Sick. We are all about that computer technology.
Oh, yeah.
Plug it in right into our bodies. And this is a sick backing track. This is Cowardly the Courageous Dog.
Yeah, Cowardly the Courage.
Or is it Courage the Cowardly Dog?
Courage the Cowardly Dog. That's okay. That's it. It was off Cartoon Network or Cartoon or something.
Yes, please tell us about Tim Turner's Cartoon Empire.
This is the Cats theme song.
Before that, we heard H.R. Giger's Grotesqueries Metallic Wallpaper. Let me see if I can actually pull some more information about that up. And we heard a band from Montreal, too, a hardcore band. What can you tell us about that band?
It's Sex Cult. Shout out to Sex Cult. They're from Montreal. They play angry music.
do you have any more insight, perhaps, into their connection to our subject for today, which is pleasure, pan, which is French for bread, and Kant.
And Kant.
Kierkegaard Kant.
Yeah, a lot of pleasure and pain with that band, I think.
I'm sorry, Kierkegaard Kant is not correct. H.R. Giger's is on Pacific Sound Divisions, and the album is called Studiolo, if I'm not mistaken. It's all very interesting, sort of messed up VHS sort of music, concrete. And sampled stuff. Very interesting. This has been a pretty good show, I think, for the most part. And for being one that was 17 minutes late, I apologize. On CITR 101.9 FM. And we're going to close with, we might have time for something else. But coming up next at 4 is Neil with Asian Wave. Excellent show. If you're interested in Asian music, Asian pop music, Asian rock, and any kind of just contemporary Asian music, and getting all the information about how it works, what it's doing, its current context, really excellent show. We're both fans of Arca, who recently, in turn with his kind of indie mainstream acceptance, has also, you know, come out fully embodied in his own sexuality. And what we have is an upcoming track called Baker Street, which is... No, I'm sorry. That's an inside joke. Inside joke should stay on the inside. We have a cover of Shakira's Hips Don't Lie from Arca, who is posing clad with what appears to be a leather... a pair of leather underpants and some... knee-high leather boots, and we are going to listen to Hips Don't Lie from Arca right now, aren't we, Josh?
Oh, yeah. CITR.
CITR? Kittar?
101.9.
That's like in the future, it'll be like, oh, the Kittar, where everyone congregated before the great fall at the Kittar. All right, Arca, Hips Don't Lie. Oh! thanks, Josh, for coming in to my show today.
Thanks for having me, John.
This is Cue It Up, CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from UBC Vancouver. Agent Wave is coming up next. We're just going to cut out with Ahal from Loskill, Sea Island.
Great album.
Is it?
Yeah.
I think it's pretty sick.